It's been a wild, wild ride, and it continues. So,
these lights. Every time I'm before these, I think, I'm guilty. I did it. That's what I feel like. Some of you, many of you, know our story. We were called here, strangely, not so strangely, but when people ask me, "How'd you end up here from New York?" and I tell them that it wasn't as random as throwing a dart at a map, but we did end up here. And the summer prior to me moving here, the Lord really moved passionately through me. I had met Sam and some kids here from the church on a mission trip in Nicaragua through Jeff and some other people. And when I came back, I really had a real passion to pray for the people of this town that I'd never been to. For whatever reason, God had that on my heart, literally praying every day for 9 months before we moved here. And I got a chance to come here a couple months after I had gone to Nicaragua and met the people here and solidified our desire to move. God put that heavily on my heart, my wife's heart, and so we moved 9 months later, but I prayed every day for the people of El Dorado, Kansas. And fast forwarding, like, we came here, I worked for a couple years, I lost my job, I felt from the Lord to go back to school and become a therapist. And I did that faithfully, and I've been a therapist, a paid therapist on salary at a facility in Wichita. I lost my job a month ago. So what to do? And I had always had in the back of my mind that eventually I would open something here, a counseling center, a therapy clinic, whatever, private practice. But that was going to be for down the line. And I really kind of enjoyed a paycheck because I hadn't had a regular one of those in about 3 years. So it was kind of a novel idea. So the Lord seemed fit to release me into this vision of him having me do some type of facility here or even a private practice. So here I am, 4 years later, and now I'm back in the same place I was in 2009. And I'm excited again for God to do something through me ministerially wise, to reach this community.
So your plan is to, are you talking about
that? My plan is to open a private practice. How that's going to look, where it's going to be, I don't know. I moved legally in all the places that I need to move and done all those types of things. And I think I have a spot where I'm going to be, but I think I'm going to be out and about in churches, and I'm not going to just see those that are Christians, although those who are in this body right now know that there is much ministry that is needed, much therapy and counseling to the body. Mm. And I am available, but I am available to wherever God leads me, to whoever God wants to put me in front of. And I think that's my ministry and my mission that's going to continue in this city.
Amen.
There are thousands here that need us. And I have now been professionally trained, which gives me the ability legally to sit before people, and I'm going to do that. We can all do that without a license.
Yeah, sure.
But this is what God has called me to do. So Amen. We ask for your prayers. I am the whole thing with provision. God's going to take care of that.
Yes.
He has. We've been through this many times with my family, and so it's okay. Well, so I'm out of the boat now. I'm walking on water. Thank you, Jesus. So.
Awesome.
Please be praying for us. And Kim, I've got some hours now.
Good.
So,
awesome.
Thank you.
So please be praying for the Stotts. They prayed for it, and now here he is in position, this place. We're excited. Hey, just one last thing. I noticed you're wearing a Cardinals deal. How are they doing?
2-0.
Woo!
Up 2-0. Thank you, Jesus.
Nice. Down with LA. Good. All right. Good job, buddy. Thanks a lot.